This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. A UK parliamentary report has concluded that Britain's Conservative government waited too long to impose a lockdown early in the COVID-19 pandemic. The report today says that caused the nation to miss a chance to contain the disease and led to thousands of unnecessary COVID-19 deaths. A joint report from the House of Commons Science and Health Committees says the deadly delay resulted from ministers' failure to question the recommendations of scientific advisors, resulting in a dangerous level of groupthink. Rwanda, Senegal, and South Africa could be potential locations for Moderna's planned vaccine factory in Africa. Moderna said last week it would build a plant in Africa to produce up to 500 million doses of vaccines a year, including its COVID-19 shot, as pressure grows on pharmaceutical companies to manufacture drugs in lower-income countries. Health experts have said that Rwanda, Senegal, and South Africa could be candidates because they either have existing vaccine expertise and production or have expressed an interest in developing such an industry. As to the latest on the Pfizer or Moderna booster shots in the U.S., Sagar Magani has this.
FDA's independent advisors will meet Thursday and Friday to discuss extra doses of the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines. It's the start of a multi-stage process that's meant to boost public confidence in the vaccines, but has instead led to disagreements among agencies. This time, the advisors are likely to face more complicated decisions, like whether a third Moderna shot should be just half the original dose and when to dispense the J&J booster. No final recommendation on either shots expected for at least another week, since the CDC gets the final sign-off. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Private companies in Texas are finding that the short arm of the state government has something to say about their vaccine policies. Mike Gracia has this report.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has issued an executive order barring any entity in the state, including private businesses, from enforcing a COVID-19 vaccine mandate on workers. In his order, Abbott said no entity in Texas can compel receipt of a COVID-19 vaccine by any individual, including an employee or a consumer. Abbott, who was vaccinated and later tested positive for COVID-19, also said in his order that vaccines are strongly encouraged for those eligible to receive one. The Biden administration is preparing to issue rules requiring employers with more than 100 workers to have employees vaccinated or tested weekly for the coronavirus. I'm Mike Gracia.
The rising death toll from the recent surge caused by the Delta variant in Texas has the state rapidly approaching 67,000 total fatalities. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has reviewed a rare exhibition of weapon systems and vowed to build an invincible military as he accused the United States of not taking action to prove it has no hostile intent toward the North. He's also said his military buildup doesn't target South Korea, and there shouldn't be another war pitting Korean people against each other. The remark appeared to be a continuation of North Korea's efforts to drive a wedge between Washington and Seoul. It has conducted recent missile tests as well as offered conditional talks to Seoul. State media said that Kim gave his speech at a defense development exhibition. A U.S.-based economist won the Nobel Prize in Economics Monday for pioneering research that transformed widely held ideas about the labor force, showing how an increase in the minimum wage does not hinder hiring and immigrants do not lower pay for native-born workers. Two others shared the award for developing ways to study these types of societal issues. Canadian-born David Card of the University of California, Berkeley, was awarded half of the prize for his research on how the minimum wage, immigration, and education affect the labor market.
The methods have been developing are now very widely used, and so a lot of policy is based on observational studies, on economic studies that use these methods to build more credible evidence for what are effective policies for designing labor market programs, for designing aspects of the social security system.
The other half of the award was shared by Joshua Angrist of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology and Dutch-born Guido Imbens of Stanford University. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.